On Sports Today, it's time for Slaps and Sledges.
Yeah, get on the line, 92211882. If you're going to slap somebody on the back or give somebody a sledge, a bit of a backhand, if it's something that's caught your ear or your eye across the weekend, come and join Haggers and I for yesloans.com.au. Slaps and Sledges. I'm going to hand out the first sledge, Haggers. Unbelievable. I do not get it. There was a terrific game of soccer here at the Etihad Stadium on the weekend, featuring the Wanderers and the Melbourne Victory. Top class game, top class teams, everything, big crowd, all this stuff, and these lunatics want to come out and let off 24 flares. They say it's part of the culture, it's part of what we do. Well, I don't believe it. I don't understand this. And I thought we'd better get somebody in who knows a little bit more about it than you and I. Fox Sports' Simon Hill joins us. G'day, Simon.
How are you guys? I like Slaps and Sledges, by the way. That reminds me of an old radio station back in the UK. Used to praise or grumble after the game on a Saturday.
Well, have you got a praise or a grumble?
Is it a fair sledge, Simon?
Yeah, look, I'll have a grumble. I'll have a grumble about those idiots that you were talking about, because I'm not going to defend them. I've defended football fans in the past, and I'll stand by those comments because most of them are great. But these idiots that turned up on Saturday and let off 24 flares, you know, they're making it all about them. And this is at a very sensitive time where the FFA are in negotiations in good faith with the active supporter groups to try and give them what they wanted, which was a fair and proper appeals process for supporters who feel that they might have been wrongly banned. And that's only right and proper, by the way. Mm-hmm. And then they go and do this on Saturday. It's like sticking two fingers up to everybody in the game. Absolutely unbelievable. They should throw the book at them.
Simon, how do you find exactly those that are the most guilty with what they've come up with yesterday or Saturday night? And then what appropriate ban would you call for?
Well, a life ban, as far as I'm concerned, not 12 months or 2 years. Get them out. I don't want them. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any right-minded football fan in the country who wants these idiots disrupting games. Now, there is a school of thought, particularly amongst, you know, I have to say the younger generation, that says, oh, you know, the flares should be legal. Well, okay, here's the rub, right? As it stands, flares are illegal in Australia. Mm-hmm. Except if you're on a boat somewhere in the open water. You can't use them in a sports ground, so that's the law as it stands. If you want to change the law, no problem. Do what normal people do in a democracy. Organise yourself a protest, go down to Canberra, and campaign for what you want. They won't do that, and I'll tell you why. It's nothing to do with flares. This is to do with a couple of idiots wanting to cause public disorder, and they need to be stopped in their tracks, issued with life bans and moved away from our stadiums, because they're using football, the sport, as a vehicle, and we don't want them.
Simon, when they doorstop these idiots and they say, oh, it's all about the passion for the game and it's part of our culture and it's been around for 100 years, how do you respond to that?
Well, it hasn't been around for 100 years, not in Australia anyway. I don't remember, you know, flares going back into the 1940s and 50s, but then I wasn't here in Australia, so maybe there was. I don't think so.
Nah.
You don't need to have flares to have a good time. And as I say, if you want to make them legal, well, go and campaign for it and make your case properly to the political bodies or the people who make the laws. Don't just flout the law because you fancy doing it. That's not right, and we can't defend them.
Simon, do the authorities know who the culprits are?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them. I hope they do, and if they don't, I hope they find out who these people are. There's only a few of them. There's, you know, the issue for us as a game, right, is that you know, this is becomes a massive mushroom problem, and in comparison to the numbers that turned up, because there's 25,500 there on Saturday night, 25,435 behaved themselves impeccably, and there's probably half a dozen maybe, who decide that they're going to take the law into their own hands. And they are holding the game hostage, you know, on behalf of a very tiny minority. That can't be allowed to continue.
Simon, how aware are we of the CCTV vision? Because surely they must be able to identify those people dancing around those flares for not 5 seconds, for about 15 minutes.
I hope so. As I say, you know, for me, if security authorities, the police, have got the right people, and obviously there has to be a proper process, and this is what this was all about late last year, that some people who were named very publicly by a journalist in Sydney weren't actually guilty of crimes, and in some cases they were actually mistaken identity. So this is what caused a lot of the problems late last year. If they can get the right people, put them before the courts, and throw them out. Throw them in jail, as far as I'm concerned, because it's against the law.
What's the latest from the FFA? Now, I think the Wanderers were under a suspended sentence a couple of seasons ago, but I don't think that lasted only a matter of a few weeks. What's the latest from the FFA? What's their reaction to this?
Well, they've issued a show cause notice today, a very sternly worded press release, and I understand and applaud that, that they can't do anything else given the circumstances. So Wanderers have got to respond. Now, of course, you know, the Wanderers are going to be held responsible for this, which is not only probably unfair, but it's a shame for the many good people who work at that club and the vast majority of their fans who are law-abiding. But unfortunately, you know, there's got to be some punishment somewhere, and it's going to come down heavily on Western Sydney Wanderers. And I think that's what the FFA have to do, sadly, in this case.
What about the manager, coach, in Tony Popovic? I mean, after the game, he walked over and he clapped them.
He needs to stand up, in my opinion, or somebody from the club, be it the chairman or the coach. And I think Popper's probably the best person to do it because, you know, he's the very visual face of the Wanderers. He needs to stand up publicly, in my opinion, and make a statement saying, this can't go on, because you're representing, or theoretically representing, our club and the game of football. And we can't have this. So I applaud the fact that he goes over and thanks the majority of the fans, and there were thousands of them there. Let's not tarnish them all with the same brush. And this is the problem. This is what happened before Christmas. You know, all football fans are hooligans and thugs, blah, 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 from the usual sources. That's not true. That's why people like me go in the media and defend football fans, because this is a tiny minority. But we've got to weed them out. We've got to get them out quick.
Quick one, just from a game and match viewpoint, Simon. Did the incidents with the flares going off and the disruption of the game, did you think it spurred Melbourne somewhat to come back, get the important goal to salvage the draw? Or is that too long a bow?
Well, it was actually Wanderers who got the late equaliser. Oh, okay. Sorry to correct you on that, but it was. Yep. I'll tell you what it did do. It was in the early part of the game, and the smoke was still very visible when Melbourne Victory took the lead. Mm. So, it's possible, I can't say for sure, but it's possible that the fog that surrounded the pitch actually, put the Wanderers players off as they tried to defend that particular situation. But, you know, these idiots, they don't care. They're not football fans. If the FFA hit them with a 12-point penalty or a 30-point penalty tomorrow, they couldn't give a stuff. This isn't about football. This is about them. It's selfish. It's childish. It's self-important, self-indulgent behaviour, and it's illegal.
Simon Hill, fantastic to talk to you. Kim and I would have been accused of being AFL bias, so it's good to hear from somebody who's a real authority on the game.